1-800-259-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday night edition. We are here live, as we always are. We do the show six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You can join us for every single moment. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
If you miss a moment, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the archives. Last 6 days of the show, absolutely free. Right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership section or anything like that. You just go and get them at freetalklive.com. You can even sign up for our podcast, and then we'll send the archives to you automatically. It's a great deal because you pay nothing at freetalklive.com. So be sure you go and check that out.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Excellent, sir. Well, as always, we've got exciting stuff to talk about tonight. Of course, this week's biggest news on this show and probably the biggest news in the entire country. No, not a shark attack. No, not the missing girl in Aruba. Not the missing Boy Scouts. Not the three kids found dead in the trunk in New Jersey. It seems like that's all the news is focusing on for the past few weeks, is missing and dead people.
Yeah.
How about the missing rights that we have in this country, specifically the Supreme Court decision from a couple days ago that destroys our property rights?
It was, the decision came down Thursday afternoon, I believe, or at least that's when I heard about it. And I was listening to the radio all Friday. You didn't hear anybody talking about it except Bortz.
It's disgusting.
It was it.
And now it's completely gone off of the news.
Yep.
They reported on it, and the news is done with it. They're done with this issue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're not done with it here on this show because this is critical. I mean, this is really important. We talked to one of the homeowners, actually talked to a couple of the homeowners yesterday from New London, Connecticut, the ones that are being threatened, intimidated, and harassed by the government. The gentleman we had on, his name was Richard, and he gave us, outlined a number of different ways that the government, apparently one of his houses that he had down there, he was doing some renovations on, and the government contractors came in, I guess it was in the middle of the night or something like that, and stole his construction supplies.
Yeah, stole a bunch of wood and stuff.
Right. And there was a number of other things, including locking his tenants out. And we've actually got a list of some different things that the state has done in this particular case. So we're going to get to that coming up. But we got your calls here. This is your show. Whether it be a political issue or something personal, you can take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. If we start the show with a call on hold, we go to it. Let's go to Tracy in South Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, you know, I was just listening to your archive yesterday about the talk with you're talking with Richard. And that's just sick, you know,
what the
government, you know, throwing tenants out on the street. And, you know, people always talk about, you know, how evil landlords are, but good grief, if the landlord doesn't have any right, the tenants don't have any either.
Well, you know? one of the things that happened to, William Von Winkle, one of the homeowners, was mentioned that his tenants were forcibly evicted and locked out from their homes in the early morning hours during the winter with snow on the ground before the city even owned the property. Von Winkle, you talk about land, talk about landlords. This guy came in and broke back into his own apartment block in order to prevent his tenants from freezing to death.
God.
And that's just the, you know.
How'd they lock the doors? How'd they force the people out is what I wonder.
Probably with threats and force.
Drag them out.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the whole reason to have government is for it to protect our property rights. I've always said that's an inherent contradiction within government, is that the only way that it can protect your property is by stealing some of it.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, this really exemplifies that, you know, if our government isn't going to protect our property, you know, it's completely legitimate.
Yeah,
and it just needs to be abolished, as far as I'm concerned.
Why do we have it if it's
it's out of control?
Going to steal our property.
And then, like you also mentioned something about, you know, people don't have money to resist tyranny as much because they're paying taxes, they're not having kids.
Sure.
You know, I you know, my wife and I are one example of that. You know, we've been married for 4 years and we don't have kids. It is possible that we would have some if I didn't have to pay half my money away to, you know, thugs, basically.
Right.
And the people that do have kids, you know, they're the people that I'm paying for, partly. You know?
Well, decades ago, a family could get by with just one of the main two, the parents working.
I'm working two full-time jobs, and my wife has a full-time job, too.
And you're barely just surviving amongst the two of you.
Well, I mean, we're doing all right.
Yeah.
It's not, we're not barely surviving, but, yeah, it's certainly...
That's a lot more work than you should be having to do.
Yeah, exactly.
There's the parasites of the government are just sucking your wealth right off the top.
You know, one silver lining that might exist in this is that, you know, you can still fight these things locally. You know, you can go through local courts and states, and maybe if people don't think that the Fed's going to protect them from their local government, they might be a little bit more vigilant now. I don't know, but...
I hope so. We're going to try and turn as many people onto this as possible.
I'm kind of looking forward to New Hampshire so I can stop not paying my property taxes.
Yeah. Well, there's some exciting things happening in New Hampshire as well. Plus, there is some good news, Tracy, and that is the Joe Bannister case.
Yes, I read about that. I hope Barkin... case goes as well.
We've got the details on that case, and we're going to be getting we kind of just touched on it last night in the very last segment of the show because we didn't have very much info. But we've actually got some really interesting detail on the case. We're going to get to that coming up tonight.
Hey Ian, do you read comics?
What, like the comics in the newspaper?
No, like Batman and stuff like that.
When I was a kid, I read
One of my favorite Batman characters is Anarchy. I just introduced to him about a year or so ago. But you should look up on it. Go to Roderick Long's website.
Well, I'll keep it in mind, man, but I barely even have time to do the things I want to do.
I think it's time for DC to bring him back, you know? Go kill somewhere.
Sandwich is the man to talk to about comics. You used to work at a comic book store, man.
I did. I don't know about this Anarchy guy.
Yeah, he actually has his own limited series, and it had an ongoing one for a while, too. And then the book got canceled for a while. He was sort of an enemy of Batman's for a while, but then later on they realized that... You know, they basically have the same ideals. It's just that Anarchy goes after, you know, the biggest criminal organization of all, which is the government.
Huh. Interesting. Well, very cool, man. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, not really. I'm just very disgusted. I shouldn't be surprised.
We've got a laundry list of the things that the government has done to some of these people in New London. Wait till you, if you're disgusted now, just wait.
Yeah.
Thanks,
okay.
Tracy.
You're
welcome. Appreciate it as always. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Your show, your calls, you bring whatever you want. Brett in Iowa, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Ian and Manwich? How's it going?
Hey, good.
This one is actually directed more towards Manwich.
Yes.
The other day, he was saying how the makers of file sharing software should be responsible for what people do with the software.
I think that I don't have any problem with them being held responsible by the courts.
Okay. There are tons of legal uses for file sharing software, and actually... the site that hosts the archives asked a week ago, I think it's downloadradio.org, they actually do use file sharing software. They use BitTorrent to host Free Talk Live.
That is correct.
Distribute it. And so there's one perfectly good use that Free Talk Live benefits from it.
I don't think the downloadradio.com is...
.org.
.org, excuse me, is one of these sites that's targeted. I mean, it's not...
No, of course it's not.
No, it's
not the site that's targeted. It's the method of transaction that's targeted. The BitTorrent client that would be targeted. The actual protocol that delivers the files, not the site that is hosting the links to the files.
Right. The movie industry and the record industry and all these people are saying that file sharing is only used for illegal purposes, and there's a perfectly legal use. I use it all the time to download Linux distributions. And, you know, it can help a site a lot. It can cut bandwidth costs by a lot. And so I just, you know, thought I'd bring that up. And
absolutely. Peer-to-peer file sharing is a revolution in data transfer capability, and strangling that out is just silly. Not that they'll ever be successful at it. Brett, great call, man. Thanks for it.
Thank you.
800-259-9231. I actually got an email on the file sharing issue. We'll come back with that. And your calls as well. Anything goes. It is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Also coming up tonight, as I mentioned, the details on the Bannister case. If we get to those, hopefully we will. There's a lot of information there. And it's actually encouraging for once. We've had a very depressing week here with the Supreme Court decision, so we got some good news for you on the way. It is Free Talk Live to Control.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24th, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Reason is the true life-giving activity of an educated mind. At ReasonToFreedom.com, we regard independent thinking as a supreme virtue and the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the premier voice of the Reason Liberty movement. At ReasonToFreedom.com, you'll find articles on individual rights, health, popular music, love, homeschooling, God and morality, SUVs, the national debt, humor, the Free State Project, pocket protectors, family values, living wills, bankruptcy laws, and golf. Some of our columns include, Is Atlas Shrugging? Fired for Smoking. Asbestos Lawsuits. The Joy of Chiropractors. Please Drink and Drive. And Impeach the Criminal in Chief. Tap into ReasonToFreedom.com, a central site for the emerging Reason Liberty movement. Find out why if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative, when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcasts. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And man, which
the Saturday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. You can bring up, well, whatever you want. Personal issue, political problem. You take control of the phones. 800-259-9231. You can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. As always, our plate is overfilled tonight, man, which with so much to talk about.
Lots of show prep.
We just had Brett on the line. He was talking about file sharing, and we've had a few emails come in on that topic, and they kind of were repeating themselves. They were from three different people, and they all made very similar points, so I selected the best of the three for you, Manwich.
Great.
Daniel writes, during the show, the topic of peer-to-peer file-sharing programs was brought up, and Manwich stated that the software companies which produce peer-to-peer software should have governmental force enacted upon them because they knowingly produce a product that is used for illicit purposes. Is that about a fair summation of how you feel?
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Well, Daniel has to respectfully disagree with that position.
Thanks,
Daniel. If companies that produce a product which is used for illegal activity are held accountable for those activities, even when they have not directly perpetrated them, then you will open up a floodgate of ridiculous governmental intervention. Think about it. Don't firearm manufacturers know that guns are often used to commit crimes? Then, by golly, they're just as guilty as the person pulling the trigger.
Firearms, A, are protected by the Constitution, B...
Wait a minute! The Constitution doesn't have to protect individual industries.
B,
you have the right to work and do whatever in whatever way you choose, so long as you don't harm somebody else.
Mostly are used for good things.
And you can't say that this is not mostly used for good. You can't say file sharing is not mostly used for good things.
Not my
perception.
You can
go on your opinion and my opinion, but your perception means nothing. You don't know what the 2 million people connected to file sharing networks are doing, and to suggest that you do is just a lie.
Seems to me it's just an excuse used by people who want to steal songs.
So because 51% are using it for illegal purposes means the 49% get to suffer in your world, Manwich?
That's a large percent, my friend.
So you're going to make the 49% suffer because I'm not suggesting that's correct. I'm just saying that if it's 75% that are using it for illegal purposes, the 25% that are using it for legal purposes, they get to suffer. They don't have the ability to transfer files anymore, thanks to you, Manwich, thanks to your crackdown on file sharing.
You don't think that I'm somewhat responsible if I go around handing out sticks of dynamite in the neighborhood for something going wrong? I mean, let's be serious. There is some responsibility here.
No, I don't think that you would be responsible for that at all. You might be the enabler, and people might get angry at you, but you're not responsible for someone taking that stick of dynamite and blowing something up with it. Blowing something up that's not theirs. How could you possibly be responsible? Are you arguing that firearm manufacturers should be held responsible?
No.
Because there are people that feel that way.
I don't care.
All right. So let's go on here. He says, maybe we should sentence the CEOs to lethal injection, just like the murderers themselves. Don't aluminum foil manufacturers know that junkies might smoke their illegal drugs from
that foil?
Now
we're really, really getting crazy.
Well, no, you're crazy by suggesting that you want to put legitimate businesses out of business because they created some software that somebody in the world, a few people in the world, decided to use for illegal
purposes.
Just
about everybody who goes on the internet downloads illegal songs with their stuff. That's what
happens. Does that include you?
I have, but I have a ASCAP BMI license, so I can do it.
So, everybody on the internet downloads illegal songs, so therefore, let's just put the people in jail that created the software who allowed them to do that? You're insane.
I'm not insane.
Yes, you are.
I'm not saying let's put them in jail. I'm saying
I don't give
a damn. I don't care if the government goes after them. Tear them apart like frickin' lions. They're dirty thieves. I don't care.
What? The
thieves,
people who created
thieves.
The software?
Yes.
You have lost your mind.
They want to see this stuff stolen.
You have lost your mind. You have no idea what you're talking about. You don't know what their motivations are. They wanted to create a new way to distribute
to steal
files.
Crap.
To distribute files, man.
Yes, stolen files.
It is the users. I don't understand why
you would love
why
it.
Why don't
so
you understand?
You know
this?
That the users can't be grabbed in this. You know that they're impossible to nab all the users. So that's what you want to do. You just want to tear this whole thing apart at the beginning. I say,
are you going to do if it's an open source deal?
I don't know what an open source deal is.
Well, there's kind of two very distinct ways that software is developed. There's a company like, let's say, Microsoft that builds a piece of software, releases it, they've got their copyright on that software, etc. Then there's a group like the people that create Mozilla Firefox, which is composed of a bunch of volunteers. It's composed of a bunch of people that spend their free time going through and coding this software, and there's probably hundreds of people involved in one given piece of software. I don't know for sure exactly. Depends on what software you're talking about. But what if it's one of that, if it's a nebulous kind of a situation there where there's no CEO You know, there's no person to go after who's in charge
of the
whole operation.
You're suggesting that I have a whole plan on how to get rid of file sharing.
I'm saying
I don't care if the government goes after file sharing companies.
Why don't you care? It costs you money, Manwich. That's tax dollars.
They're stealing stuff.
They are not stealing anything. How many times do I have to tell you that the people who build the software are not stealing anything? They're creating a product.
It's
the people who are using that product, like the people who shoot guns at people that they shouldn't, that are using it inappropriately, man.
The guy that drives the getaway car is just as guilty, according to our law, and as far as I'm concerned, so are they.
He says, how about those glow sticks and Vicks inhalers? I saw a 2020 report about how those are immensely popular with ecstasy users.
Yes, I'm sure you just saw a report, pal.
Okay. Hunting knives. Many a grisly murder committed with those. Why, every drunk driver that's killed an innocent person might as well have had Jack Daniels in the back seat encouraging him to drive faster. We better punish that company as well. It's a slippery slope, my friend Manwich. Don't be like the politicians that are for small government, with one exception. Daniel from Huntsville. Thank you, Daniel.
My exception is
you're
punishing crime.
Oh, my God, man. All right,
I'm going to stop now.
We're just going to stop now because you just don't get it. You're, like, totally clueless on this.
I'm not clueless.
The companies are not stealing anything. First of all, if you believe it's stealing, and I personally don't, but you do, you believe that sharing files on the internet is stealing, it is the individuals. Don't you believe that individuals should be responsible for their own actions? Are you a communist now?
Don't you believe that those companies...
You can't answer my questions. You're afraid to answer my questions.
What?
Don't you believe individuals should be responsible for their own actions?
Absolutely.
How can you go after the companies here?
Oh, you said completely responsible. Well, then I think that somebody who produces software in order to steal crap from people, it should be very, very responsible for that.
All right, we're done with this one because you just don't understand that the software companies are not stealing anything. They're creating a product, and they're distributing that product. It is the individuals that are opening up their hard drives and sharing folders. I don't understand how you can place blame on the companies for that. You are a hypocrite.
I don't understand
how you can
just blind yourself to this. You know as well as I do that they produce this software in order to help people steal this stuff.
Back to a similar point to his. What about the people that create the glass pipes? Everybody knows that people with glass pipes are smoking marijuana or crack or some other illegal substance.
I don't have a problem with people smoking marijuana.
So you're just kind of picking and choosing. You don't have any sort of principles or consistency. You're just a lowlife tonight, Manwich, and I'm disgusted by you. If you want to talk to Manwich on this one, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Hypocritical.
What was that? Did you put in your mouth?
We're coming back with more Free Talk Live. This is your show. Take control.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Saturday night show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We get the shrine of female listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photograph, and we put them up on our website, so go and check them out. And ladies, we'd love to have you be our newest shriner, so you can go and get the details at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Mike in Kentucky, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
On the file sharing stuff, I just earlier this week talking with a local guy who has a band, and he's got all kinds of music that they've created, and they want to use file sharing software on their little web page so that people can listen and get files from their local band.
Well, too bad. If Manwich has his way, then he's going to shut down all the companies that provide file sharing
software.
Whoa.
I said I didn't care.
You sound like you care. You're yelling just as loud as I was the last segment.
You're yelling at me.
Now you're giving me a headache.
So, Mike, you're pointing out that you know people personally that are using file sharing for legitimate purposes.
Like the article,
so do I.
Like the article points out, or the email I think you said earlier, it can help people with that are doing a small operation save a lot of bandwidth for users, because then you just have your link, you know. Or
absolutely.
You just email them and say, "Hey, I want to, you know, I want this song." You
do
know?
You agree with? But do you agree with Manwich that the people who created this software did it with the express purpose of enabling piracy?
Well, I don't care what their purpose was. But
Manwich says that makes a difference.
You know,
Manwich says that makes a difference, because if the gun companies are creating guns and they're saying, basically, Manwich, let me see if I understand this. So if a gun company creates a gun and says, "We just want to let you know that we created this for self-defense purposes only," that makes it okay for them to create violent tools of destruction. But if a private company was to create software like this and they were to release a press release that said, "We created this only for distribution of legal software and legal files," would that make you feel okay? Like if the company came out and said, "We're only here for legal purposes. Please don't use our software for illegal purposes."
No, I think they're lying.
You are such a hypocrite. All right,
well,
Mike, keep
are
going.
You familiar with the story of the development of the atomic bomb?
Well, maybe a little.
Okay. Well, there's a couple of good movies out there about it. John Lithgow was in one called the
Philadelphia Experiment? Oh, Manhattan.
Manhattan Project, okay. The Deadly Game. And then there was the Fat Man and the Little Boy, I think, with one
sounds like an awful
Paul
movie.
Newman. And it was a story about the Manhattan Project.
Okay.
And they,
right.
You know, they had they exposed how the guys made it, and you don't really, you know, you're not really sure what their intent was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it could be that their intent, since there was a lot of Jewish scientists involved is that they were, you know, trying to bring about the Zionist global
sounds
government.
Pretty wild and conspiratorial to me.
Well, I'm saying, how do you know what their purpose was?
Thank you. I agree with you. Manwich just knows, apparently. He knows all and sees all. He's Ms. Manwich tonight. I know that you made this file sharing for illegal purposes.
Well, I think it is very interesting when you look
at that accent.
When you look at the object that supposedly inspired the implosion device, it was a soccer ball with black pentagrams and white six-sided. Look at a soccer ball.
It's true.
It has a black pentagram made it up with a six-sided what do you call it? A sectagon?
Septagon or something?
Hexagon.
Hexagon
with six. Yeah. Ooh, hex. Ooh, there's a witchcraft connection. So I mean, you could go all off the deep end with that, you know, with no proof.
Yeah,
but I just thought that was an extreme example that might be provocative.
Well, thank you for supporting and pointing out Manwich's continued hypocrisy on the show.
Well, I think he's. Are you sure he's not just doing this for effect?
No, seriously. No. I asked him during the break. That was the first thing
he did
when we turned the mic off.
Absolutely asked me during, and I cannot muster up any kind of emotion about these poor companies that are making
you feel different. It's all working for them
to steal stuff. You know, I just don't care.
Well, the funny thing is, I'm sure that their software has gotten stolen over and over again because you can post anything you want on the news groups, and you can get, all kinds of software.
I'm not saying that we're going to be able to stop it. I don't believe that. I believe that, in fact, the companies that produce the music and the movies better come up with a system for somehow getting money out of their customers, because pretty soon the whole game's going to change.
You just don't mind. You just don't mind that the government's going to go after some individuals who created a business. And it's shocking to me that you don't support business, man.
I'll tell you how bad it is. Somebody recently stole a whole stack of DVD-Rs from me, and I know that they are making movies and selling them.
How do you know that?
Well, the only people that I know that could have stolen them have the software to do that.
Well, that's another great point. I mean, how many people are using blank DVD-Rs to burn movies onto as opposed to burn their home movies onto? Right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So should we just stop? Should we stop manufacturing media, man? Which should we go after? iMation and 3M and Maxell and all the other companies that manufacture blank media. How about blank CDs too? How many people do you think are burning music CDs to blank CDs as opposed to burning their own personal files that they created, man? Which why don't we go ahead and shut those companies down too? Or do you not care if they go after them too?
I care if they go after them.
You are such a hypocrite. I've had enough of you, Mike. Any final points?
Well, I did want to talk about...
Oh, we didn't do that, Mike. Mike? All right, see you later, man. 800-259.
And say goodnight, Gracie.
231. That was a good call. All right, so Joe Bannister, here's the good news, because we had some really lousy news a couple days ago out of the Supreme Court. And thankfully, to temper that lousy news, this happened. Joe Bannister, former IRS criminal investigator, has been acquitted on all four criminal tax counts that he was being charged with. At approximately 2 p.m. on the 14th floor of the Federal Circuit Court building on Friday, I think, supporters got word Thursday, rather, that the judge had received a note from the jury, quickly moved from the hallway into the courtroom, and then they read off the verdicts as all not guilty. The assistant prosecutor was not present in attendance during the verdict. Very telling at that moment was the absence of the many IRS employees that have been in attendance during the trial. In victory, Joe Bannister, honorable and unpretentious that he is, walked over to the government side and shook the hands of the two IRS CID special agents who had investigated him, as well as the government's lead attorney, Mr. Twiss. Also very telling, Sean Breslin, the special agent in charge, stood looking at Joe with a big smile and tears in his eyes. We'll get to the rest of the details here on the actual charges and how he avoided them. Let's get back to file sharing with Joe in Texas. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out the hypocrisy that's going on with these companies that own these record recording studios and movie studios that are trying to slam BitTorrent and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Because the parent companies that own these movie studios and recording studios also own video game companies, which are loving this protocol because they're distributing their patches they're distributing their game demos and all that stuff.
Yep. BitTorrent is a protocol that is used. Again, we use it with some of our archives over at downloadradio.org.
How does it do this? Hold on. It's used in the distribution of video games?
Well, what they do is, we can explain a little bit more coming up. And Joe, if you got another point, hang on for us. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Man, which he learns slowly. We're trying to help him out. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Whether it's a personal problem, political issue, whatever's on your mind, you can take control of the phones. And it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And join us online. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we'll clue you in. Via email, it's very simple. You sign up. Of course, it's free at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. Back to Joe in Texas. Joe, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, we brought up a point about a file sharing protocol called BitTorrent. And without getting too detailed here, just to kind of basically help you understand this, Manwich, what happens is if a game company, for instance, wants to release a new game and they don't have a lot of bandwidth in order to pump it out to a bunch of people, well, then they put it up on BitTorrent, and every person that downloads the game can then share it out, just like with other peer-to-peer software.
Mm-hmm. Now, why would a company want to give away its game for free?
Well, it's usually the demo.
Yeah, the demo, or some patches, or something like that.
So you're saying these companies just give away their demos via BitTorrent. They use this technology to advertise their stuff with.
Yeah, they lure you in with the demo. They show you how good the game is, and then you download the demo, and then you go out and buy the game because you like the demo.
I've seen the demos on, like, they'll give them off away often with video games. They'll have a demo, and then you can play, like, a short version of.
Right, you get to play a couple levels of the game, et cetera.
Understood.
So, Joe, how about Manwich being a hypocrite here tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, well.
Yeah, definitely. But everybody's against you, Manwich. How's it feel?
I'm sure there's somebody out there that agrees with me.
Really? Well, I want to hear from someone that agrees with Manwich. 1-800-259-9231. Joe, you got any other final comments for us?
Just that, you know, the number one game of the year, you know, World of Warcraft, they use BitTorrent for their primary patching purpose, and, you know, they have like 2 million subscribers, so... It's definitely a valid...
Great, legitimate use. Thank you for pointing that out. Do you think the guy who created BitTorrent was intending for it to be used for illegal purposes?
Probably not, no.
Okay.
It's definitely used by, you know, a variety of corporations to generate wealth.
And Joe's opinion on the reasons why this file-sharing software was created is just as good as your opinion, man. Which
my opinion is, I don't care.
Uh-huh.
Remember, that's
right.
The opinion.
You don't care if legitimate business people are harassed by the government because you think...
Now, is BitTorrent the only... is that what Morpheus uses? Is that what Kazaa uses?
All very
is that
similar.
Napster used?
No, they're similar but different.
So, peer-to-peer and BitTorrent...
BitTorrent is definitely used in a more legitimate way than those are.
It's hard to say, man. It's hard to say for sure. None of us know exactly the percentage of files that are illegal versus legal. I mean, it's all speculation. Joe, good call, man. Thank you. All right, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. So, Joe Bannister, this former IRS agent who brought up on charges, specifically four charges, conspiracy to defraud the United States. That sounds pretty serious.
Yeah, it does.
Number two, aiding and abetting in the preparation of false and fraudulent tax returns. That sounds pretty serious. Let's see, one and two. Okay, I guess there was two charges. Well, the government alleged that Bannister had impeded and impaired the ascertainment, assessment, and collection of tax, and that he'd criminally conspired with business owner Al Thompson in so doing. Key evidence in the trial were two videotapes. The first tape was about 2 hours in length, and had been filmed at SenCal Aviation, which was the business of Walter Al Thompson, in the month of July 2000. Mr. Thompson had researched the law, the tax law, and concluded that he was not a so-called employer as defined within Title 26, which is the income tax code. Nor was he required to withhold money from the paychecks of those who worked for him. That's what he determined based on his research. He called this meeting so as to inform his 25 employees of his decision to stop withholding from their paychecks. Man, can you imagine? Can you imagine that meeting? Like getting a one of those lunch meetings called. Oh no, we got to go to the lunch meeting again. And then at the lunch meeting, your boss tells you, "I've decided I'm going to stop withholding your taxes from your paychecks."
Woohoo!
Man, that'd be the best day all year at work.
Well, you know, there's a little something called a 1099 you can often get, and it's not really any big benefit. It's just like the boss has handed you an accounting chore. In a lot of ways. Well, I mean, when they say, oh, withholding's gone, and but you're going to have to take care of it yourself, and I'm going to turn in to the government a report.
Yeah, but that's
report.
Not what he was doing.
I'm just telling you that's what a lot of employers do.
He called a meeting so as to inform them of the stopping of the withholding and invited Joe Bannister, former IRS CID special agent, to assist him in communicating this to the employees. Also in attendance was David K. Johnson, a 30-year veteran of covering tax issues for the New York Times. So the so-called SenCal Aviation tape was replayed for the jury during their deliberation after all the evidence was in, and in post-verdict interviews, jurors who would consent to talk with us admitted that this evidence was extremely important in persuading the jury's decision for Mr. Bannister. The second viewing was key in swinging the remaining 4 to 5 jurors who were not voting to acquit. The tape covered a lot of ground, but a partial summary is as follows. Joe Bannister explained how he came to be employed by the IRS and what caused him to have to resign nearly 6 years later. He emphasized that he wasn't there to tell people what to think or what to do, but merely to tell them what he had learned and what he was doing about his discovery. And what he was doing included asking the government to demonstrate the error of his analysis, which started with a 95-page report that he had submitted to his supervisor, Robert Guarini, with a request that it go straight to the top for a response. So the report The response was administrative.
That's a heck of a report.
Well, it was a 95-page report. He'd done a lot of research, at, you know, as he was an IRS employee, and he was basically asking a bunch of questions. Well, why is it that you get to tax people? What law is it that exactly says that, you know, you can tax people? That sort of thing.
Well, there's an amendment that was put in place, right?
Well, anyway, it's a government based on the consent of the governed, and I did not consent to that amendment. So we're going to come back with more. Robert Guarini was his supervisor at the time, and Mr. Guarini actually testified in this case. And we'll come up back and see what he had to say about this tax dodger, about the tax freedom advocate, Joe Bannister, found not guilty this week. Huge news,
big news
for your taxes. We'll come back with it. 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. It is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Show Free Talk Live, and it's your show. If you want to take control, toll free 800-259-9231. The Saturday night edition. We are here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. And don't forget, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We get all kinds of good stuff on the site. Bulletin board system, the archives, Shrine of Female Listeners, live streaming. All of it is free. We never charged you for it, and we never will. But we've created an amplifier program. We call it the AMP program. Advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. And very simply, this program is going to allow us to reduce the amount of time that we spend playing commercials and replace it with more show.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically allowing you to kind of like buy the airtime and put more Free Talk Live on the air.
It empowers the listener.
All you have to do is go to amp.freetalklive.com. If you can afford $3 a month, that's all we're asking. If you can't afford it, don't worry about it. We'll keep giving you content for free as long as we do this show.
Yep.
Of course, the more amplifiers we get, the longer we'll be doing this show, because we're going to be continually growing and getting stronger and getting our station, getting this show on more stations.
And we're only using the money from the AMP program to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live.
Absolutely. And so go to amp.freetalklive.com if you want to give us a hand.
This is not to buy Manwich a new car.
Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not. All right. So back to Joe Bannister, a former IRS agent who ended up leaving the IRS because he determined, basically, that what he was doing was wrong, that he was essentially helping the government rob people. And so then he went and gave a presentation at this one guy's business out on the West Coast and informed him that he did not have to withhold money anymore from his employees. The guy stopped withholding money, and the government brought Joe Bannister up on all kinds of charges.
Wow.
He was found not guilty on all the charges just a couple days ago. Well, one of the key pieces of evidence in the case was another videotape, which was a deposition from Bannister's former IRS manager, Robert Guarini, in Washington, D.C. He had retired from the IRS less than a year after Mr. Bannister resigned from the IRS, and Mr. Guarini had nothing but good things to say about Joe's character, his work as a criminal IRS investigator, and many other areas. The very last question by the defense attorney was to ask Guarini if he could name the law that required Mr. Bannister to file income tax returns and pay income tax. To which Mr. Guarini, again, former IRS employee, so he should know, right?
Right.
Mr. Guarini replied he could not. He couldn't name that law.
Well, I don't know if many people don't know what the law is.
He was a former IRS employee! He was somebody who was dealing with this stuff on a daily basis. And the government certainly didn't do a good job putting somebody up on the stand that could. We'll get to their case.
I don't think there'll be any problem getting the legislature to pop off a law that says it's legal for the IRS to take money.
Well, that's unconstitutional. This tape was a huge credibility boost for Joe with the jury. The reason why
it's
they
not unconstitutional.
Yes, it is.
It's in the Constitution. It's been amended.
Well, it's still unconstitutional.
It's wrong.
Right.
It's morally wrong.
Yeah.
And we've been lied to, but it is in the Constitution.
Well, why didn't they do that back in the early part of the 20th century? The reason why was because they did not want to violate the Constitution. There are arguments out there that show that that what they did was to just kind of structure it very deviously. They wanted to trick the American people into believing that they owed the income tax, when, as a matter of fact, everybody's just been paying it voluntarily throughout time. Because they've been fooled. We're going to come back with more. 800-259-9231. Isn't it possible that you've been lied to on this issue, too? It's possible. We're coming back. Free Talk Live. You take control of the show. 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.